The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Have your coffee in hand. Have your 5-hour. You know, I was in the store over the weekend, one of the convenience stores, and I saw somebody, I'm not kidding you, he had so many of those 5-hour energies in his arms that they started to kind of fall out of his arms. I've never seen him do this. I guess he had something he was cramming for, staying up late for, or I don't know what, but he wanted to be up for sure. He must have had like 20 of them. And I thought, you know, there's other things that you can use caffeine wise other than those tiny bottles, even if they really work for you. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many he's going to take. Is he going to like open those bottles and put them into one big giant gallon? I don't even know how much it would probably fill up, maybe a big cup. Maybe he was going to have like a big gulp of 5-hour energy. And if he took it all at one time, what would that feel like? Ooh, do they have that sort of caffeine rush? Would that be how you would feel afterwards? Speaking of a rush, I'll tell you what, it's interesting what's now happened in light of all this conversation of ISIS and last week at the UN, the fact that now this coalition working together and the Arab nations on board, where you have the UAE involved, and not just the UAE, Saudi Arabia and others, and other countries becoming more and more involved. But we keep hearing it's going to take a while to shut this down, and this has been growing for a while now, and, you know, so don't expect it to happen overnight. And, you know, here's the thing. Are we in a war? If we're writing these big checks and we're still now back into Iraq, and we, yes, have some boots on the ground, if we don't even want to really claim them as boots on the ground, but all these airstrikes, is that not a war, whether we're part of this coalition or not? So it's interesting that there's been some discussion whether Congress is going to vote to authorize war against ISIS. The one thing I would say is, hello, raise my hand. Aren't we already doing that? Isn't it already underway and it's too late? The president is now saying, and the people around the president are saying, that intelligence officials, whoever they are, the undescribed intelligence group, underestimated the threat posed by the Islamic State and overestimated the Iraq Army's capacity to defeat them. Coming up this week, we're going to chat with our pal Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert here in America Tonight, about that very thing that he's been talking about forever. So how is it such a big secret that we underestimated the threat? Our best and brightest underestimated the threat. The opposite was being said just a week ago, when you had Leon Panetta, who's the former Secretary of Defense, saying that they tried to convince the president to arm the Syrian rebels because they were very concerned about Islamic State, but he was worried about what would happen if you armed the wrong people, or what would happen with the weaponry and all that kind of stuff. So once again, the president was back with his good pal, Steve Croft, who always gets the exclusives on 60 Minutes, talking about the Islamic State militants who went underground after being squashed in Iraq, and then they regrouped in the middle of the Syrian civil war. One of the things he said is, during the chaos of the Syrian civil war, where essentially you have a huge group in the country that are completely ungoverned, they were able to reconstitute themselves and take advantage of the chaos. The president said that his director, this is another thing he said his director of national intelligence, James Clapper, acknowledged that the U.S. underestimated what had been taking place in Syria, and he said it was absolutely true that the U.S. overestimated the whole Iraqi army deal. But we spent billions of dollars with some of our smartest people trying to teach the Iraqi army. And wasn't that the idea, that we were there, invested so long, that yes, they were ready to go, the army was absolutely ready. And by the way, they are ready in Baghdad and other areas with the police force. And now we're saying, well, I guess they weren't as ready as we thought. What? I don't get it. Now, he also acknowledged during that interview that the U.S. is dealing with, one of my favorite words, a conundrum in Syria, as we have this campaign against Islamic State and how it is helping the Syrian president, Assad, who the U.N. flat out says is a war criminal. But now we're in the middle of this. And he said, I recognize that this contradiction, it's a contradictory deal and a contradictory circumstance. We're not going to stabilize Syria under the rule of Assad. But he said that the threat, this is our president, said the threat from Islamic State is an immediate concern that has to be dealt with. In terms of immediate threats to the United States, the Khorasan group, ISIS, they could kill Americans. Well, they already have killed Americans, the two journalists, and they keep threatening that they're going to do something in the United States. So I think we're beyond conundrums. And the biggest problem was that we had the opportunist Nouri al-Maliki as the prime minister and did nothing about it, where he just rode herd over the land for 5 or more years, and he was just working on the Shia base and forget the Sunnis and the Kurds. But we knew that, too. So this wasn't a big, I don't think this is a big revelation. If you re-rack the tapes of America Tonight, we'd be talking about that. And yes, it's necessary to shrink the Islamic State at this point, but Congress, going back to Congress, voting on whether in war, we're in the middle of this right now. And we keep talking about the fact that we don't want a major ground presence beyond the 1,600 American advisors and special op troops that are already there. We have 1,600 people already there. So are we not in a war? What is the difference between a war and what we're doing? We're assisting, we're helping to get rid of? I don't get it. This is definitely a battle, but we're not saying war, but that there's clear distinctions between what's happening here and what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. It seems like a war to me. You tell me, what do you think, folks? Is it a war? Is it a campaign? Is it enabling the people to do what they need to do? Very, very strange, I have to say, because it's not on our soil, but neither have most of the wars been, correct? So I don't get it. And it might get interesting in Congress, although with the midterm elections coming up, it's more like a chess match as to what will work, both for the Democrats, by the way, and for the Republicans. All right, fasten your seatbelts. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
One of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight, where we look at different businesses, and it's your business. This time around, we're talking about Pegasus Logistics, and we have Hiram Hartnett on with us from Pegasus Logistics. He's the director of sales, and they have a big celebration. Whenever you hit certain milestones, you know, it's time to take that breath and say, wow, how did we get here? We're talking 20 years. Pegasus is a company in Dallas that I'm sure the culture and the employees have morphed into different things, as we've seen with so many of the people that we've talked to. Hiram, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate being here.
So usually, you know, usually you've got like a company chart, or you have a handbook that has a set of kind of guidelines of where you want to see the company. And I know one of the things about Pegasus culture, as somebody was telling me, is they really emphasize something that I see lacking in a lot of places all of a sudden, is to be fanatical about customer satisfaction and treating them just beyond even the way you treat people in the industry. Do you find that that's something that really permeates, you know, the company?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, as you said, 20 years for Pegasus is a huge deal. And Ken started the company basically 3 years ago on, you know, three basic principles. One's be fanatical about the client. Our clients expect us to deliver that superior experience, and we've got to take care of them. But in order to do so, you know, we've got to take care of our employee, and that's through fairness, respect, and, you know, empowering them to act in the best interest of the client. You know, and in a nutshell, you know, Ken's motto is take care of your people who will take care of the clients, and then that our clients will create our future growth.
Yeah, we should say Pegasus Logistics. It kind of gives you the idea they're moving where you're moving things. Tell us about what's happened with the company as far as that's concerned. What kind of, logistically, what kind of things do you typically handle?
So, we're what you'd define as a, you know, freight forwarder logistics provider. So our market niche is we're a market leader in time-definite transportation services, both here in the U.S. as well as overseas. You know, we pride ourselves on delivering customer-focused solutions in the transportation and warehousing environment.
All right, and so there, that's about time, that's about cost, that's about, you know, that goes back to that whole customer satisfaction, right? Because there's a lot of people, as you know, in that game, correct?
Absolutely. It's a highly competitive market. You know, again, Ken's motto is to empower our employees to act. And 90 to 100% of the shipments we handle within our system and our network are what we would define as shipment of consequence. So if and when there's ever that potential catastrophe for the client, our employees have to jump on that and make it happen. The cost of the failure is significant.
Do you ever have a situation where there's a big project that's on the board and, boy, you've been thinking about this and it's a big client and, wow, you got this, you landed this client. I mean, you're in sales. You land the client and now you're going through the process and you finally get to the other end and it was really a lot of work and, you know, wow, we moved X amount of things from here to here in that amount of time and this is one that we're totally psyched about. Do you have in your own personal, you know, arsenal, one of those that you remember, like your aha moments, so to speak?
I've got a lot of them. You know, as we all know, we do our best for our clients in terms of trying to identify the scope of work for a project. And we do a lot of project intense projects. And as in many cases, the project starts and the scope of work changes, the client's demand changes, their client's demand changes. I mean, I've got a lot. We do a lot of work with, you know, major, say, fast food retail environments where we've got to deliver to a particular store in order to have that store up and running that same day. We've done 6,000 of those stores in a 4 to 6 month time period. So those are probably some of the ones that I love to talk about because the clients loving Pegasus and our ability to go to market that quickly.
Yeah, no kidding. 6,000, 4 to 6 months. Wow, that's pretty quick. But once they know, once they have the deal and I'm the person and I'm the franchisee and this is, you know, what we have going on or just the company in general, you want to move fast on that. So that completely makes sense to me. So Pegasus celebrating 20 years of business. Do they throw you a big old dinner? Do they do you?
We had a party yesterday. We had another event last month, and we've got another scheduled event actually later in the year. So we did everything from squirt guns in the office yesterday to cooking out for all the employees. And no doubt it's Ken's passion to take care of our people and our people who, you know, have gotten us to this point.
I love it. Squirt guns in the office works for me. We need to do that here. Hiram Martin, Pegasus, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting in talking about logistics. I just had dinner with a guy who was telling me his son was getting a degree in logistics, and this is really what it is. It's such a big career now because you think about it, you think of what, you know, you think of where we're headed, and there have been changes in what's moved and whether it's, you know, we're talking about, as Hiram was talking there, about fast food and having to set up all these restaurants. And imagine that. Imagine 4 to 6 months, 6,000. That's, I call it your wow number. And that's their wow number, 6,000 in that short amount of time. But, again, we talked about the competition, too. So logistics, these careers in logistics, people who are called logisticians, very hard to say. They basically manage the distribution of all kinds of goods, whether it's nationally, globally, locally, anything like the food that we just mentioned, water, clothing, whatever it is. And the growth in that business, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that employment in logistics is expected to explode, to grow like 26%. And that 26% comes from rollback a few years, 2010 to 2020. Do you know, and I didn't realize this, and that's why it's so significant to talk about Pegasus, is that it's faster than average for any profession, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And plus, in this career, what happens is, especially if you're bilingual, they're looking for people like that, bilingual, multilingual, very not uncommon, because if you're in the business of logistics, then with these countries and these cultures and how you communicate, that obviously just expands it exponentially, especially when we're talking about global, international kinds of business, and that has become very, very big. Whether you're helping export something, moving food products, those things that we talked about, industrial type of goods, pharmaceuticals, consumer goods, beverages, that's big. Water is huge. That's a huge area, logistically demanding and trying to figure it all out for some of these companies. And they say too that especially 75% of Gen Yers that jumped into it have just soared up the company ladder because it's perfect. And these degrees that are being offered in logistics, it shows why that's such a stable career, because of the growth in the business in general. And a lot of business schools, and see, I got educated by this guy, a lot of business schools actually offer that, undergraduate or even graduate degrees in logistics or supply chain too. That's one of those things where, do you have what they call soft skills that you can work with the companies that, want to hire you? And this is, the logistics area is one of them where that is huge. The United States, they say, logistics and transportation industry costs about $1.3 trillion. How about that? I mean, this is the impact on domestic and global economies. That's crazy. $1.3 trillion. And with all the new technologies and, the things that are being also wrapped into logistics, I think it probably just explodes even much more than that. So interesting that I had that tie-in with It's Your Business, with Pegasus being a logistical company, and then having that conversation about a degree in it. Wow. All right, that's it for another edition of It's Your Business.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we are going to tell you about our fun game, Nail the Score. And did anyone actually nail the score? I kind of already spoiled that and said, no, nobody nailed the score. But we'll let you know what happened this past week in the NFL in case you had no chance to watch any of the games. And you might find out a few other things, like what happened at the Ryder Cup, too, as well. The USA versus the Europeans, let's just say, disappointment. But before we get there, never disappointing, you always fill up the mailbag with lots of emails, interesting emails. You can do that anytime, 24/7, americatonight.net. Without further ado, let's read those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Calvin, who says, hi, Kate Delaney. Nice to finally get a chance to send you a quick email. I have to tell you, I think it is incredibly frightening what's going on with these ISIS thugs, as you put it. Unbelievable what they've gotten away with already. You know it's bad when the world gets together on a coalition. When do you get all of those Arab nations on board with such a thing? and others as well to be able to put planes in the air, help with the airstrikes, and everything else in between. I hear it's going to take time. How much time do you think that means? Well, initially, some of the reports were maybe 36 months, but how do you put a timetable on it? That's what's so strange. We are at war, but we're not at war because we only have 1,600 people involved in what's happening on the ground, if you call it that, meaning special ops and other advisors. So the president is very careful to talk about that and not say it's war. Congress is debating whether they should talk about calling it a war. And I say with the midterm elections rapidly upon us, it's very doubtful that we're going to have a lot of fights about it, depending on the district the person represents, however. If you look at the polls and you think of the beheadings, nobody wants to see ISIS get away with it. On the other hand, nobody wants to see boots on the ground. So there is that in between, don't you dare put us back into this kind of thing. And maybe that's going to spark more of that debate because people are trying to get elected or reelected. So the answer to the question, 36, somewhere in that neighborhood is what I heard, 36 months. That's a long time to be involved in. How much money are we going to spend to try to defeat ISIS or ISIL? Maybe more, maybe less. I mean, this is like hitting targeted strikes, just pulling out communication systems and hitting other things that are vital to the terror group, but they have a lot of money and they're raising a lot of money. We move on to another one. This one from Harry, who says, I've never written this show. I've always wanted to. Finally, I decided, you know what? I'm just going to send you an email. I think it is really unconscionable what happened in Oklahoma. Do you believe the guy was part of an Islamic jihadist plot? He was just a lone nut. What do you think the deal was with the guy who came in and beheaded a woman where he worked in that plant? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Yeah, it was really, when the story broke especially, because, you know, then you only get loose details, still very, very creepy. Alton Alexander Nolan was the guy's name, just 30 years old. He worked at Vaughn Food Processing Plant and decided he was going to go into the former place where he worked and wreak havoc. And the fact that he beheaded a woman is, I mean, it's unbelievable. And it was true. He had converted to Islam. He had changed his name. There were all kinds of postings about quotations from the Quran, but nothing about his job because he had been fired. Nothing about his job, being unhappy with his job or anything like that. Just political postings and quotes and that kind of thing. And they're still trying to figure it out, but there's no terrorism link. So he would be one of those lone wolf nut guys if the way it's looking, if it comes out that that's exactly how you can link it together. But there's no indication whatsoever that he's part of the Islamic State, that he's, you know, any of that kind of stuff. No connection with them. You can bet that they're enjoying that this has happened, but it's awful. And you know what's interesting is the Oklahoma Conference of Churches, and good for them, issued a statement on Saturday because they could see what was happening. And they said, all Oklahomans and people everywhere should not equate Mr. Nolan's actions with the beliefs and practices of the Islamic community in Oklahoma. Then there was a statement that said, another statement that came out said, the Islamic community of Oklahoma has consistently condemned all violence, most especially acts of violence carried out in the name of Islam. Along with our Muslim brothers and sisters, we affirm that true Islam is, in fact, a religion of peace, and that those inflicting violence in the name of Islam are perverting Islam for their own ends. Bravo. We move on to another one, and this one is from Jake in Austin, who emails us all the time. Jake says, Kate, the usual, hello, hello, hello. I'm sure you were paying close attention to some of the things that happened over the weekend, including the fact that Chelsea Clinton had a baby. Do you think this means that Hillary Clinton is going to roll out the red carpet and trumpets and declare that she is running for president, or do you think she'll wait? Well, I think there was good theater in this. You know, they were waiting, and now they have this grandchild. And they tweeted it out, and they, you know, sent messages out to people and pictures of them. And if you went to the New York papers, I think they were in the front of all the New York papers. So maybe, you know, this was the whole thing. Okay, she has the baby, now they wait a little bit, and then she says, I'm all in. I'm, you know, running, and I run for my granddaughter, and whatever. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. They just went through that whole Clinton initiative, global initiative thing, and now they have the grandchild, but I'd say it probably happens before the end of the year. Because then you'd roll into 2015, and that gives more time to be out there kind of stumping, so to speak, and still circulating since she's not the Secretary of State anymore. It wouldn't be shocking. I mean, how many people, raise your hand, I have those special glasses, how many people think that Hillary Clinton is not running? I thought so. I don't see any hands. It'd be stunning if she didn't run. It'd be stunning. She's made sort of backdoor references to it. And that doesn't mean that she's definite. But I think the references are, she's trying to point something out. All right, quickly, we're going to jam in a couple more. You know how I get on my sidebar things. This one from Steven, who says, Kate, who's your favorite team in the NFL? I can't tell. You can't tell? My favorite team in the NFL is the Philadelphia Eagles. I grew up with, just outside of Philadelphia, so my whole life I rooted for the Eagles. And I think when you're a fan, even when you move around, it's tough to have allegiance to another team. I covered the Dallas Cowboys, though, and really enjoyed that. And half of my family are Cowboy fans, so I see a lot of Cowboy games. It's very odd. Cowboys and Eagles. I just saw an NFL commercial where it was cleverly done. A woman talks about her family being Vikings. They grew up Viking fans, but then they went on to marry this person. They went on to move here, and so her family was Cincinnati fans and Viking fans and Dallas fans and Philadelphia Eagle fans, and, you know, just kind of a mosh pit of different fans. For my family, it's either one or the other. You're either a Cowboy fan or an Eagle fan. And when those two play each other, it gets pretty interesting. And this one, too, from George, who says, Kate, I finally found you. I was driving around last week, and I was just outside of Newark, New Jersey, and I caught you on the air. I'm not sure what station it was, but I was excited to hear you. I remember listening to you in New York, and you were a lot of fun to listen to. It's even more fun as you have a wide open canvas. And I think you were talking about movies and some other things, including what's happening in the Middle East. So good for you. I'll keep listening and spread the word. Newark, New Jersey. And to me, that would be, I'm thinking, I could be wrong, because, you know, with signals, sometimes signals bleed over, and sometimes you get other signals, but maybe WTVN, I'm not sure. It could be something, could be another station. We will find out, because that intrigues me. It's the signal, I'm sure, and going through Newark. And referring to the New York thing, I was on WFAN, the sports station there, they were all about Derek Jeter and his last at-bat in Yankee Stadium, well, the new Yankee Stadium. The fact that he had the winning hit was pretty wild. Be strange not to see Derek Jeter in a Yankee uniform 20 years with the same team. We won't see that very often. Stay with us.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunt drops to throw. He's going to throw down the left corner and set it for Reggie Wayne. He got it! Touchdown, Reggie Wayne! His 81st of the year of his career moves into a tie with Art Powell, passing Art Powell into 20th spot all time.
Action fake, throws it out to Wallace this time.
In five, pushing from the end zone. Touchdown, Mike Wallace.
All right.
What a run.
Oh, my God. What an effort by Mike Wallace. He saw the end zone and just kept running.
Rivers is back in the block. He airs it out near side. Malcolm Floyd end zone.
Got it! Touchdown, San Diego! Oh, Malcolm Floyd laying out. Terrific catch for M80. In the end zone from 24 yards away as the Chargers have another touchdown against the Jaguars.
Wickstein, Stafford Wickstein, blows and throws. Got Jeremy Ross. Caught it. 20-yard line. 10-yard line. Five and he's gone. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Here we go, fourth and goal from the one. Vikings have no timeouts remaining. Fred Ellis in motion, eye formation behind Teddy. Hand off Asiata. He walks in for a Vikings touchdown. Matt Asiata has hit the trifecta for the second time in his career.
Romo under center, hand off Murray. Coming left, catch right, into the middle. 15-10, makes a man miss by. Goal line, touchdown.
The five moving left, Glenn and shotgun. We await the
snap and gets it. Looks left, looks left, looks left, fires left. It is caught ball, caught ball. Vincent Jackson, he hangs on to it. Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs have taken the lead in Pittsburgh.
Manuel puts the leg down, gets the snap, quick throw, and picked off one to his left, 30, 35, 40, the 50. Watt's going to go all the way, the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, J.J. Watt, pick six.
Pulls back, pulls a lot of time, pulls throwing a deep out to the far sideline, intercepted. Intercepted by Paris Cox, and the 49ers are going to win their first at Levi's Stadium. And this one belongs wholly to the defense.
Wow, what a week in the NFL. Philly can't find the end zone. They have a chance to ice the game perhaps in the final minutes, really less than 2 minutes with a couple of chucks in the red zone. So they lose to San Francisco 26-21. That was a big win for the Niners in front of their home crowd. You heard the excitement of Brad Sham, who's been on this show, in calling the Dallas game blowout city, 38-17. The New Orleans Saints were flat. Hoodat Nation was nowhere. And then you had some crazy things like Minneapolis. It was in front of their home crowd, pounding Atlanta 41-28. Then there was another game that was tough to call, where you could have really flipped a coin in Chicago. A lot of heated rivalry action going on between Green Bay and Chicago, and the Bears were hibernating. It was all about Aaron Rodgers' coming out party with a whole bunch of touchdowns, four of them. Green Bay 38-17. It was a wild, wild week, I think, in the NFL. Tampa Bay beating Pittsburgh. Never in my wildest imagination would I have picked that one. There is absolutely no way. Then we could flip in a couple of other things, too. The Monday night game is New England and KC. What you need to know for Nailed the Score, nobody nailed the score. Nobody came close. In fact, very few people picked the Cowboys. I was one of them, but I was way off the numerical guess. And the New Orleans Saints was really the pick of most people, that it was going to be New Orleans, and it was in New Orleans, and they were just not in that game whatsoever. Jerry Jones looked like he was going to give himself a facelift. He was so excited, they kept showing him on camera and cheering and everything else. I mean, right from the beginning of the game, they knew that they had this in the bag. Wild week, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, I think the most surprising game was that Tampa Bay-Pittsburgh one, though, because I read in an article, I can't remember where I saw it, but Pittsburgh had like a 90% probability win rate or something like that, where, because they were up, what were they up, 14 points, I think, with like a minute 40 or something like that ago, and I mean, that was just crazy that they came back in Pittsburgh and were able to beat the Steelers after getting throttled on Thursday Night Football last week by the Falcons. And then you have the Falcons coming into to Minnesota, and we beat them. And, I mean, we kind of let the game get away from us a little bit in the third quarter, but, yeah, I mean, it was smooth sailing with Teddy Bridgewater, and I think everyone up here is very excited about what they saw with him.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's smart, because I think what he was able to do, put him in. Let him roll. Let him go. And you see, that was an explosive game for him for sure. It's like you said, though, that Tampa game, incredible how they were able to put enough points up on the board with the field goal first and then throwing in the touchdown with crazy amount of time left. His time is ticking away. Ben Roethlisberger was sacked like 5 times. So that was a big part of it, but wow, I would have never predicted that one, never.
Yeah, and then I also feel bad for our fans overseas in the UK, because this is, I mean, they've been doing this London game, what, the last maybe 5 years?
Yeah.
And I can't recall a good game out there, and they market these teams, you know, I mean, to try to spread the game, and when you have Miami just beating up on Oakland, who isn't a good team right now anyways, I mean, I don't think that's a good way to display your product.
No, I agree. And then, of course, Roger Goodell is all about trying to trying to make the NFL the world game, and that's the whole idea of pushing in England, but also they want that to happen in other places too. There's been games in Mexico City, and that wasn't the one to pick for sure before the schedule came out. Even then, wouldn't you have known when you looked at it, well, these wouldn't be the two teams that I would pick. I'll tell you what was also very strange over the weekend. You know, Europe had the edge in the Ryder Cup. There's no question about it. But did we think that America was just not going to show up and there was going to be some problems with Tom Watson putting lefty in the wrong spot in singles? What? Are you kidding me? So here's what Rory McIlroy had to say, of course, playing for the Europeans, world number one player, amazing player. Here's what he said about the Europeans' victory.
They go try and put blue on the board as early as possible, and I guess try and get this thing won, and you know, as soon as we could. It just meant so much to me to be a part of this team, to win.
So I'll tell you what. So it was one for the record books for the Europeans because it was 16.5 to 11.5. It's the same old for the Americans. Europe won for the third straight time. Now they've won 8 of the last 10. Unbelievable. I thought the Europeans, of course, had the inside track, but not that they would win by that much. I think there were some mistakes made in who was paired up a little bit, and also in the singles, without a doubt, it would have never gone to Mickelson. And Bubba Watson, you know, where was he when we needed him to come through? And I love Bubba Watson, watching him on the PGA Tour, but he just didn't get the job done. It was sad. It was really, really sad what happened to the Americans. And I know, Matt, you also saw a little bit of this, too. Very depressing. I mean, we got crunched.
Yeah, and I think there are some of the matchups that we talked about, you know, with Tom Watson putting lefty out there for a second time and when he wasn't hitting fairways at all. And I think to get it, I mean, it's going to be in Minnesota in 2016. I'm thinking about maybe going, but I would, and I saw this on Twitter from John Buccigross, who works for ESPN. He was saying that in 2016, they should make Tiger Woods the captain, have him pick his squad so that he'd be fully vested into the tournament, and that would be the way to finally get the cup back.
They got to do something, that's for sure, because you don't want the Europeans to win it again and then on American soil again to get blasted. It was embarrassing for sure. And you know what? That's not a bad idea to pull the Tiger Woods car.
Yeah, because you think about what a competitor he is and how he really hasn't done that well in the Ryder Cup anyways.
No.
And I think it's because it's not something he's put his stamp on before where, I mean, Jack Nicklaus was all about the Ryder Cup and making it as competitive as possible. He's the one who brought Europe into it because it used to be just the UK versus the US. But I think putting Tiger Woods as the captain and letting him go out there and have it be an earmark on his career, that would be the way to finally get it back.
Yeah, good suggestion by the ESPN host. You know, they even brought back Tom Watson, the oldest captain in Ryder Cup history, the last American captain to win, thinking there'd be a little magic fairy dust in that, but it wasn't. Ooh, it was brutal. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.